WNYC Studios is supported by Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. What if we could block a protein to stop runaway cell division? Dana-Farber laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. Most of the $40 million New Jersey set aside to help immigrants and workers excluded from state and federal pandemic relief funds will be reallocated for other state expenses. Officials say the program did not get enough applications before the federal government's deadline. Joining us now to explain is WNYC's Karen Yee. Karen, good morning.
Good morning.
Karen, how much money has been given to families in need and who is eligible?
So far, about $6 million has been distributed to about 2,600 people, and these are $2,000 checks per person with a maximum of $4,000 per home. And remember, we're talking about folks who weren't eligible for unemployment or federal stimulus checks, who in many cases continue to work during the hardest days of the pandemic. You know, think about warehouse workers, domestic workers, cleaners, in some cases, healthcare workers. But the money they got is really a fraction of what Governor Murphy promised and what was hard fought by activists. I mean, for more than a year, we were having protests. They shut down part of the turnpike. There was a three-week hunger strike. They really fought for this money. In contrast, you could see in New York, lawmakers were able to get together, pass a $2.1 billion fund for immigrants, and give that money out in just a few months.
Why did New Jersey struggle to use up to its $40 million fund?
Well, the program opened in late October of last year, which just gave 2 months for outreach, people to apply, to fix problems with their applications, and then for the state to give out the money. And the reason we had this small window was because Governor Murphy did this by setting aside federal CARES Act dollars. And so you had to spend that money by December 31st. And this was because the legislature didn't pass a similar fund like New York did. So the state said it only received about 11,000 applications in this two-month window. So even if all those applications were approved, it wouldn't be enough to use up the $40 million. But still, most of these applications are pending. Most of them are still pending a review. Only a quarter were approved, 500 were denied, and another 1,000 or so, you know, are inactive. People and come back and fill out additional information.
Now, immigrant advocates initially said the $40 million would cover a small percentage of the need. So why didn't more people apply?
Well, advocates say the demand is definitely there, but they're saying the state didn't do enough direct outreach to let people know this was around and to apply and help people who wanted to apply. Here's Sarah Cullinan from Make the Road New Jersey. She's been at the forefront of pressuring the governor to really create this fund in the first place.
The demand is there, and every day we hear from people who haven't been able to apply yet, who want to apply, and from people who are just hearing about the program. It can't be the case that other states can give out billions in aid in a matter of months, and in New Jersey, you know, we don't have the same level of need.
There were also major problems with the application process, according to advocates. I spoke to Amanda Dominguez. She's an organizer with New Labor, and she was separately hired by the state to review applications. She talked about how convoluted and difficult the application was.
Let's say you rent a basement apartment, and that basement apartment isn't up to code. Your landlord is not going to want to write out saying that he illegally rents the basement apartment to you. Another one would be presenting these bank statements. What if you don't have a bank account because you get paid cash? The enthusiasm was just, you know, destroyed. I was like, this is going to fail. This isn't going to work.
She also said, you know, names had to match up perfectly. And, you know, oftentimes in the Latino community, people have two last names and two first names and use an initial on one document, but not the other, and one name on documents. So it becomes really complicated and confusing.
What is the governor saying? Does he have plans to increase funding?
Murphy's office said the unused $34 million of that $40 will be used for other COVID expenses like payroll or departmental expenses. His administration is adding an additional $10 million from a different federal fund, the American Rescue Package, which lets the program continue through January. So people will actually have two more weeks to apply. But ultimately, what was supposed to be a $40 million program is going to be $16 million if all the money is used. Advocates are saying Murphy needs to do more. Here's Virgilio Arang. He's an organizer with the National Domestic Workers Alliance. He says the state left outreach and support up to local organizations that are already cash strapped.
It is extremely upsetting. They're saying we're going to give this program, but we will not properly staff. We will not provide the resources in order to execute.
The state says they did provide materials and training to support groups who were doing the actual outreach.
Karen, I wonder if this is a case, too, of some of the people from the immigrant community who did not apply for fear of their information being in the system and that potentially being used against them later on.
Yes, I think that's definitely a layer of this. And I think that's where advocates are saying outreach comes into play, outreach and education, right? Doing clinics, going in person and helping people through the process and ensuring them that their information is going to be safe. And at the end of it, they will get some sort of relief for the last, you know, 2 years of the pandemic.
Karen, thanks for your reporting on this. Karen Yee covers New Jersey for WNYC.
Thank you.